Yeah, so we're learning the Chavavim now. Today we're starting from the Mishnah. Chavavim Beis. The Mishnah says, Harezu Tamuras Oyla Tamuras Shlamim. Someone has sitting next to him a Oyla and a Shlamim, and he takes the Behema Chulin, and he says, this Chulin should be like this Oyla and the Shlamim. He says, Harezu Tamuras Oyla and Tamuras Shlamim. He said two things. The Halach is, Harezu Tamuras Oyla, Divrei Rameya. Ramea holds that this behemoth is Tamuras Oyla, and Pashup Shah Ramea is because Tfoist Lashon Rishon, when he says two things that are steered to each other, you assume the first one is the main one that he says. Omer Rav Yosi, Mekachnas Gavin Trilo, Help Ifshe Likrois Beshemis Kachas, Dvarav Kiyamim. Rav Yosi says, what do you mean? He wanted to say both of them, so he just couldn't say it at one time. So since he wants to say both of them, and if that's what he meant to say, then they're both Chal, Dvarav Kiyamim, both Chal. And Rashi explains, what do you do? And you sell it for half, you know, oila and half shlamim. You sell it. You wait to get some mum. You sell it and take the money. Half the money is oila and half the money is a shlamim. Because really, it's chal both. Because that's what you meant to say. The imish ama tamuras oila nimla. What?
I'm kind of captain Adam to begin with.
The tamura you could do whatever you want, but tamura he's saying it's a mix of oila and shlamim. So you have to wait. You can't bring out the carbon because it's a mix. So you wait to get some mum and the money. What? And then the money goes to something else. It was a tamura. It was this behemoth instead of those two behemoths. So it was a mix of oil and shlamim. So you sell it and you take half the money for oil, half a shlamim. If after you said it tamura oil, you change your mind, you said tamura shlamim, then the kuliyama harezu tamura oil. Then everyone agrees it's a tamura oil and not tamura of both of them. Even Rabbi Yosi will agree that since he meant to say first tamura oil, then he changed his mind, then it's pasha, it's only one of them. So tomorrow, so tomorrow they come and say that it's not machlekes. It's not really tfoiz los rishon or not. It's really a different machlekes. Machlekes is in his lashonis. We'll see. Amar Rav Yitzchak, Rav Yosi, Amar Rav Yechanan. I call moedim. Everyone agrees, but Amar he says talchazu v'achra talchazu. He says I want it to be a tmuras oila and then a tmuras shlamim. It's not a machlekes. Divrei Akol tfoiz los rishon. Everyone agrees. You go back to the first thing he said. And let's say he says loy tachozu elam kein chalsozu. If he says I only want this to be chal, let's say the oil to be chal, if the shlom to be chal, then tavayu kachi. They're both kaddish because he's saying they both should be at the same time. That's also not a machlekes. So what is the machlekes? Loy nechleku el goin mishtosenu. Only at the case of our mishnah, the amar tamuras oila tamuras shlomim. He said tamuras oila tamuras shlomim. The rameyas savar. That is an extra word here. If you wanted to make both, with the havale lemeima tmuras oila v'shlamim, you should have just said tmuras oila v'shlamim. Why do you say tmuras oila, tmuras shlamim? Extra word. What about tmuras oila, tmuras shlamim? Havale, it's like oima tachazu v'ach tachazu. It's like he said, I want this bichal first and this bichal afterwards. That's what Rav Meir holds. Rav Yitzchak Sovar, no. He had a reason for saying he really wanted both bichal at the same time. Why say the word tmura again, tmuras oila, tmuras shlamim? Why say that? Rav Yosi Sava, he omar tmuras oila v'shlamim. If he would say tmuras oila v'shlamim, this guy thinks that if you say tmuras oila and tmuras shlamim, then you can be makrevit, and you makrevit either way you want, either oila or shlamim. Rav Yosi says Sava, he omar tmuras oila v'shlamim. I would have said tmuras oila v'shlamim. Have a mina kedusha v'nei kareva. He says it's not going to be karav. Why? Because it's mixed together. Mixed together can't be break. Kamash malon. That's why he says both tmuras oila tmuras shlamim. He really wants to be chal at the same time. Because he thinks this way. It'll be better because this way he'll be able to makir each one whatever the choice is. He can eat either oila or shlamim. He thinks if he says the word tmuras oila v'shlamim, it's going to be mixed together everything and won't be able to be brought as a carbon. So therefore, here he says both things, and therefore he thinks it can make him able to bring a carbon for that way. So it comes out mechlokes Rav Meir Rav Yosi really is the word tmura extra. According to Rav Meir, it's extra, and therefore we say it means to say both things one after another, and that's tfoiz los rishon. Rav Yosi holds no, that he has a cheshbon why he said those words, and therefore he really wants it together, and he said tmura is shlomim for a certain reason. So it comes out mechlokes is not tfoiz los rishon tfoiz los rishon. So Tosfos talks about this and he says that Im Kain, the Mishnah Daf Chafayim and Aleph sound like it was a machlekes tfoiz los rishon tfoiz los rishon, and he has a cheshbon to say that's only if it's a real stira, then you don't say that. I in Tosfos, but Tosfos mevur klar that this Rav Yechanan saying over here, Rav Yitzchak Rav Yosi b'shem Rav Yechanan saying clearly it's not a machlekes tfoiz los rishon tfoiz los rishon.
This person doesn't realize that he can't bring his carbon either way.
No, he doesn't know. He didn't learn tomorrow, like most other people, so he didn't know. So now this price that's coming up, Rashi actually learns it's like a Tanya benechusa type idea. it's to really speak out what we just learned. Tana Rabbanan. Ha'ime behema zu chetzio tmuras oyla v'chetzio v'shlamim. You have your behema sitting next to oyla and v'shlamim. You say, I want this, half this animal to be tmuras oyla and half the animal to be tmuras v'shlamim. V'ra meya kula takav oyla, y'makavira oyla, d'ra meya. Why? Because once half the oyla is chal, it spreads through the whole thing. And there's no room for the v'shlamim. Since he holds that it works one after another, so once it's chatz tmuras oyla, it becomes a gantz in oyla because it spreads through the whole thing. The Ramei, Chama, no, Tirat just died. Wait to get some mum, with Timachan, you sell it. But Yavi, with Dmei Chatzia, Tmura Soilo, with Dmei Chatzia, Tmura Shlom. You bring half the money for Oilo, half the money for Shlom.
It's really,
what?
It's really different from the Shlom.
Why?
He's saying Chatzia.
Right. Tmura Soilo, Shlom.
He's saying Chatzia as opposed to Mishnah.
Right, so what do you mean to ask? It could be mean to ask Taisa's Kasha. Taisa's Taka asked that if the whole Psharameya was because there was an extra word, so where is the extra word over here? That's the way Taisa's asked the Kasha. No extra word here, Tumor Sel, Tumor Shlomim. That's Taisa's asked, that's probably what you're trying to ask. Is that's Chetzi here, you're not saying any extra words here. If Taisa has a Teretz, that's what we spoke at under our breath a few minutes ago, that Taisa learns that even here is telling the same Achleikis, because the only time you say that you need extra words is only when it's a steer to each other. Here they're not a steer to each other, and therefore, you could go simply Tvayis Lashon Rishon. Chetzi and Chetzi are not a steer to each other. Mashenke Tumuras Oyla, Tumuras Shlomim, steer to each other. They'll be to there without the extra word Tumura. You would say they mean. You mean would say both of them. There's a chesed. Look at Taisus. We have more time. Look at Taisus. So Chama say you wait to get some mum. And Rabbi Yitzchak says, or Rabbi Yitzchak, Kachnas Gavim Tchila Hoyel V'Efshal Haytish Shnei Shemus Kachas. If you meant beginning to say both things, which here is the case, he meant to say Chatzir Eilu Chatzir Shlomim, since he can't say Oil and Shlomim together, Dvarav Kayomim, then it works. Breaking Mar Rabbeisi Hanat Rabbana, same thing with the Rabbana. Rabbana also said that it's you wait to get some mum yourself. The exact same Shita. They're not like Ramei. Ramei says all Oila. So Mar, you're right. Kul Rabbi Yitzchak Ketanei, it's all Rabbi Yitzchak. So it's really Chama is Rabbi Yitzchak. It explains because Lekach Dam Tchila, it's all one thing. What? No, don't have a Havina. The Mar didn't have a pshat on that. There's no real Havina. The Mar explains, it's the same thing. There's all three, they're saying the same thing. There's no three of Mechleikas. If the Mar had a pshat, the Mar would say, but there's no tzad of three of Mechleikas. So it comes out, coming out over here very good. The Ramei holds that when you say Tmuras Oyla, Tmuras Shlomim, what you mean to say is Tachazu v'Acha Tachazu, and therefore it's only a Oyla. And the Rabbanon hold, Rameisi holds, that you're trying to say both at the same time, and therefore it's a mix. And what you do is you wait to get some mum, and you sell it, and you buy it with the money. Half the money is Oyla, and half the money is a Shlomim. Tanya Yidah, we learned another Braisa. Behema Chetzi Oyla, Bechetzi Chatas. A Behema is chetzi oyla v'chetzi chatas tikkur of oyla divrei Ramei. So this is a case also where someone, not klar, pasha means that someone made a tmura. So here, it's not klar what he meant. Let's say he said over here, I want to make. It's really machlokes rashi taisus. Learn a simple pshat. Let's say it means that you took a behemah and said I wanted half the behemah to be a oyla and half the behemah to be a chatas. So according to Rav Meir, which says you go bust his first lashon, to karev oyla. It's a oyla. It means instead of behema, I want behema to be half oyla, half a chatos. You make of oyla. The Rav Meir. Why? You only made half of it a oyla. Teretz is it spreads through. And Rashi even asks that Rav Meir holds that if you make a regel a oyla, there's not a spashta. So Rashi answers simple. Here it's a shama dava shama tluya by because half the behema. And therefore, the whole thing is chal. Rabbi Yisi Omer Thomas. Rabbi Yisi says, no, it dies. Why does it die? Because a chatos that you're not mechuyev and you make a hafroshes, you mafresh a chatos, it's Thomas. Why? Because it's like a chatos shekipru ba'alah. It's like a chatos that the ba'alim was mechaper by already. So again, so it says here, Rabbi Yisi Omer Thomas, because it's a half a chatos, and he holds they're both here. According to Ramei, it never becomes a chatas, not Thomas, because there's Oyla. According to him, it's a half a chatas. This price has nothing to do with the Mishnah, by the way. Veshavin, they both agree, but Ime, chatzi chatas, chatzi Oyla, I'm saying, no, if you want to join, there's no shaykh to the Mishnah. If you want, you can go from here, but.
Yeah,
what? It, yeah. we shavin ma'im echetzi chatas chetzi oila shatamas. If you say chetzi chatas chetzi oila, say clearly I want to do that, then shatamas. Then it does. V'shavin mani, who is that? Who holds that? Rameir? Pshita. If you say clearly chatzi chatas chatzi oila, it's Thomas. And why? You know why? Because now Machuif, so the chatzi chatas, it becomes a chatas, and you go to the first it becomes a chatas, it's Thomas. So the problem is, going to Rameir, it's Pashut. Money Rameir, Pshita, Ma'otem, you love the Ashmina, without saying this chidash, I mean, a time of the Rameir, love Hashem twice as reason, not because you grab onto this first lashon, El Hanya time, because chatas mu'revis kreva. You would think that chatas mu'revis, you can be makriv. That's pshat in Rameir. You're like a makriv, a chatas mu'revis is oila. I feel like I'm a chatzi chatas, v'olim a chatzi oila, kreva. Maybe you can mix, you know, chatas and oila, when you do that, there's no problem. Kamash v'lo on the loy. Kamash v'lo, there's no, what?
You love
the if you didn't, if you think pshat Rameir says tikkur v'oila is, that you would think that if you have something that's mixed with oila and chatas, it won't be Thomas. You can bring it as oila. Since chatas is not mechuyiv, so you would think, not pshat Rameir is because tvoi sashim rishon. Rameir says, if you say, I want it to be a chatzia oila and chatzia chata, it says takar of oila. Maybe not pshat that he holds that tvoi sashim rishon. Maybe he holds that a mix, it could be makar as oila. So we're saying no. Stavka said oila first, therefore it's chal completely oila. But if I said chatas first, it's all a chatas and it's mesa. That's what he's coming to tell us. That's the coming to tell us. It's good, Mordechai? What's the problem? There was a half of me like that. You're very smart. You already know the Morse solution. But let's have someone tell you like this. You take a cover, you say chatzia oila and chatzia chatas, you bring it to oila. Why? I'll tell you why, because if you have a mix with oila and chatas, the halacha is you bring it to oila. That's halacha. That's halacha. If you mix together, you prove me not. Prove me it's not true. Oh, so that's the Brian says, Vashavim, that he's proving it's not the pshat. It's for the solution. That's the pshat. It takes off the pshit. It's not pshit anymore. We're teaching you something. Okay, look more about it. Tanya Idach, not a Brian. So, only if he's a chetze oil and a chetze shlomim. So, here's a different case. He said, I want it to be a chetze oil and a chetze shlomim. Kedusha, it's Kaddish, v'ein a kreva. You can't be mak of it. Because it's mixed. It's half oil, half shlomim. It's not mesa, but it can't be kreva either. And oisa tamura, you can make a tamura with that one, because it's a guf. And the tamura has the same din as the behemoth, which means it's not kreva, because it's mixed. It's mixed of a oil and shlamim. It's great thing about money. Who is that? Rabbi Yossi. It's Rabbi Yossi, because according to Rabbi Meir, once it starts with being oil, it becomes oil, right? So who is this Rabbi Yossi? It's Rabbi Pshita, the kedusha v'ene kreva, because it's mixed up. Zakti Gemara, tamurasa is tzrichle, the chish is the tamura, the ma'otem, and he like harva. Tamurasa, takriv. You would think, maybe even though the etzem behema can't be carved, because it's mixed together oil and shlamim, maybe tamurasa tikra, maybe kimakra the tamura, kamash malon. No, maishna he the loy carva the havakusha the chuya, because it's mixed up together two things. Tamurasa nami kachlusha the chuya kasi. Tamurasa comes from kachlusha kasi. Here the shayla, what's the havamina? Yeah. So Tosis asks the kasha. Tosis is when time hey chesag la rameh mekain the chosha tamura. What would be the havamina? That's Tosis Kasha. Tosis has a pshat in this. This is Tosis Kasha. What's the chilek? So you would think, so Tosis asks, if I would tema, they ain't dait that there's a tmura ches oil or ches shlomim. What you mean to say is, I want it to be either entire oil or entire shlomim, like half of it. Maybe saying this, tomorrow I want this to be like this. I want it to either to be an oil or a shlomim. And I have a right to make a choice afterwards. That's what you would think by tmura. Kamash v'lon, the tamura can't be different than the etzim behemah that's kodesh. The havim yavina, I'm mistaken that kedusha and this kedusha.
The tamura in this case is more than just switching the behemah from one.
No, that's not the tamura. It's really not. It's taking off kedusha from there. Well, yeah, I take off only the other kedusha. That's a bit of havim. Yeah.
Could technically, if you say tamura and half of behemah, does that work?
It could be. We had a shot before. You say connect a regal if it works. Yeah. So the Torah says, maybe we're not going to
Kodam
Yama. The whole Havim, yeah.
It's not going to Kodam Yama. We're talking about half.
Yeah, I know. Same thing. The Torah says, Vavarim is the Kasha. V'afikah the Parakam, the Kobra Abiyasi, the Eim Amir, and Behema Shleima, Be'evarim. Even if you don't do Be'evarim, the Torah says, that's the Kasha. So he says, here, Bachetzi, your baby, Maida. That's what he says. But that's Torah says, Pshat. And that's the Mara saying, the Chiddush is the Tamurasa, ain't a Kreva. That's the Chiddush.